a little bit about the TV emission which we had in Nish, because I thought it was very very special, in fact.
Hare Krishna, moj dragi Bako, želio bih da vam malo ispričam o TV emisiji koju smo imali u Nišu, zato što smatram da je po nečem veoma specijalno.
I think we can learn a lot from this event, what happened there.
Mislim da možemo mnogo da naučimo iz tog događaja koji se tamo odigrao.
And then I will enter into a very nice philosophical discussion from the Bhagavatam.
Nakon toga ćemo ući u veoma lepu filozofsku diskusiju o Šrimad Bhagavatam.
Yes. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurani Prachaline Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtadhyaye Shatadhyaye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Mohana Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare We had a very interesting interview in a TV station in Nish, which is supplying 36 other TV stations in Serbia with informations.
Imali smo veoma interesantan razgovor na jednoj TV stanici u Nišu, koji je snimljen i bit će proslađen do još 36 različitih stanica u Srbiji.
Now, in the midst of the TV program, we had a 50-minute interview. The interviewer showed to his audience about 6 or 8 different magazines of the Yellow Press of Serbia.
U toku tog programa imali smo jedan razgovor od 15 minuta u kome je onaj koji novinar koji intervjuisao prikazao 6 ili 7 različitih strana Yellow Page-a o Srbiji.
You know, on the pages there were women who were not properly dressed.
Na tim stranama su bile žene koje nisu odgovarajuće obučene.
And Yellow Press, I don't know if you know what this is.
Žuta štampa.
Yeah. And when he was showing this, I all of a sudden had to, I was supposed to not be on the TV, but I had to, I started to laugh uncontrollably.
Iako nisam trebala da budem na televiziji u tom trenutku, kada sam video to što su oni pokazali te tu žutu štampu, počela sam da se smejem nekontrolisano.
I was laughing because there was such a contrast program. Spiritual information on one side and then this very, very low class magazines with the very much on the Tilotsky niveau.
Smejao sam se zbog tog velikog kontrasta koji postoji. S jedne strane se priča o duhovnim temama, a sa druge strane te veoma nisko kvalitetni časopisi sa tako telesnim temama.
Yes. And then the interviewer was asking me, why are you laughing, Swami?
A onda ga je novinar upitao, pa zašto se ti smeješ, Swami?
And I said, it's such a contrast.
To je takav kontrast.
Our audience, you make an experience. You read the Yellow Press and then you read the Bhagavad Gita and you will see what happens with your consciousness.
Možete i sami to provjeriti, pročitajte Bhagavad Gitu i pročitajte tu žutu štampu i vidjet ćete sami kolika je razlika u svesti.
And I remember at the end he was asking me, the interviewer, what is the future of Serbia, Swabiji?
I na kraju ga je novinar pitao, pa koja je budućnost Srbije s vama?
And I said there are two possibilities.
Rekao sam, postoje dve mogućnosti.
Either it will become very materialistic and very difficult to live in.
Ili će postati veoma materialistička i u njoj će biti jako teško živjeti.
Or it will come to a state where people are taking care of the brighter side of the consciousness.
Ili će doći na nivo na kome će se ljudi brinuti o svetloj strani svesnosti.
And I personally, so afterwards we had our meeting.
Nakon toga smo imali naš sastanak.
They were very happy with us.
Bili su veoma zadovoljni nama.
In fact, right after the TV program, the youth TV came to us with an interview which was not scheduled really.
Nakon toga su ljudi sa mlade televizije došli da uzmu intervju, iako nije bio zakazan.
And then the people were taking, we were going to one place, the TV people, and they wanted to discuss something with us.
A onda smo otišli na jedno mjesto gdje su ti ljudi sa televizije htjeli nešto da porazgovaraju sa nama.
They said that they have also noticed that there are these, that human society is at the moment at a crossroad.
A oni su rekli da su također primetili da se ljudsko društvo u ovom trenutku nalazi na raskrsnici.
One side going more in the material direction and another side to all the subject matters which have to do with the expansion of consciousness.
Jedna strana puta vodi dublje u materialističko postojanje, dok druga strana vodi ka povećanju, podizanju nivoa svesnosti.
These people have this TV station, but it is also, they also have a concert agency, and they said we want to help in Serbia to develop a brighter side of consciousness, a spiritual consciousness ultimately, and we want to request you to kindly help us. We will organize many things for you and so on.
Ti ljudi koji drže TV stanicu također imaju koncertnu agenciju i rekao su da žele da pozovu nas da im pomognemo da se razvije ta svetlija strana svesnosti, da se organizuju koncerti koji bi pomogli tome.
So I was thinking and thinking and thinking, and then I came to a realization that also our movement for Krishna consciousness is on this crossroad.
A onda sam ja razmišljao i došao sam do zaključka da je naš pokret za svesnost Krišne također na toj raskrsnici.
Also, I think each one of us here in this audience is either consciously or unconsciously on this crossroad.
Mislim da je svako od nas ovdje u publici bilo svesno ili nesvesno na takvoj jednoj raskrsnici.
As Srila Prabhupada said, we have the choice and we have to choose.
Što Prabhupada je rekao, mi imamo izbor i treba da izaberemo.
Each day actually we have to choose between the material and the spiritual side, between Krishna and Maya.
Svakog dana mi možemo da izaberemo između materijalne i duhovne strane, između Krishna i Maya.
Yes. This is the unique possibility of the human form of life.
To je jedinstvena mogućnost u ljudskom obliku života.
We are at the crossroads.
Mi smo na raskrsnici.
Finally, after a long journey through the evolutionary forms, we have attained the human form of life to make a conscious decision for Krishna.
A konačno, posle dugog puta kroz različite oblike evolucije, došli smo do te mogućnosti da možemo svesno da izaberemo Krishna.
What is in the way to make this conscious decision for Krishna?
A koji način da se svesno odlučimo za Krishnu?
It is most probably the most difficult enemy of the human being, ahan mameti.
I tu se nalazi vjerovatno najveći neprijatelj ljudskog bića, to je ahan mameti.
Yes, the false ego.
Lažni ja.
There is a wonderful verse which many of you have heard of. Me quoting at different times. It's from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. False ego is represented by the syllable ma.
Lažni ja je predstavljen slogom ma.
The word na negates it.
Reč na ga negira.
The word namaha therefore indicates that the embodied being gives up his false ego.
A reč namaha znači navodi to da ljudsko biće napušta svoj lažni ja.
Namaste, Murari Chaitanya. I give up my false ego before you.
Namaste, znači ja napuštam moj lažni ja pred tobom.
Om namaha, Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale. I give my most humble obeisances to Srila Prabhupada.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale, dajem svoje najponiznije poštovanje Srila Prabhupada.
Namaha, no ego.
Nama, znači nema ega, nema.
Has to stay outside.
On mora da ostane napad.
Or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ili Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narasimhaya, Hrishikeshaya. Means, I give up my false ego, my dear Lord.
To znači ja napuštam svoj lažni ja, moj dragi gospode.
This giving up of the false ego, or this word namaha, is your stamp in your spiritual passport.
I ovo napuštanje lažnog ja, ta reč namaha, je kao marka u vašem duhovnom pasošu.
Only with this stamp you will get the visa to Goloka Vrindavan.
Samo sa tim pečetom možete dobiti vizu za Goloka Vrindavan.
It's very difficult for the embodied soul to get this stamp.
A za uslovljenu dušu je jako teško da dobije taj pečet.
In the TV show they asked me one question. Swamiji, you were announced to us as a big spiritual leader. What have you attained what no one else has attained?
U TV show su ga pitali, Swamiji, ti si nama predstavljen kao veliki duhovni vođa. Šta si ti uradio što niko drugi nije?
And they were expecting a big explosion of the false ego now.
I da su očekivali veliku eksploziju lažnog ja.
And I said, I hope I have realized that I am very small.
Ja sam rekao, ja se nadam da sam shvatio da sam veoma mali.
Then I said, material life means you inflate the ego, make it bigger like a big balloon, bang, until it bursts to pieces.
Materijalni život znači da povećavate svoje lažnje, a poput velikog balona, da to ne pukne na sastavne delo.
And spiritual life means to become smaller and smaller.
A duhovni život znači da postajete sve manji i manji.
Spiritual life means namaha. No ma means no ego, no false ego.
Duhovni život znači namaha, znači nema lažnog ja.
Yes. They were surprised.
Ljudi su veoma
iznenađeni. I think the most important, let me say, working ground to give up the false ego is the association of devotees.
Mislim da je mesto na kome se najbolje možete osloboditi lažnog ja društvo bhakta.
Društvo bhakta, yes. In the Srimad Bhagavatam there is a very loving very lovable episode of a group of 100 devotees who went together on a pilgrimage to to Manasarova, the holy lake.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu postoji jedna veoma lepa priča o grupi od 100 bhakta koji su otišli na hodočašće na Manasarova.
These were the prachetas.
To su bile prachete.
They went on this very difficult pilgrimage tour and arrived at the holy lake finally. And they were very, very good company to each other.
Njihov hodočasnički put je bio veoma težak i na kraju su stigli do jezera, ali tako da su ostali jako dobro društvo jedni drugima.
When you are on a pilgrimage, usually what happens when you are in high altitudes, your nerves become weak.
Jer kad ste na hodočašću, u tim nekim istaknutim tačkama, vaši nervi postanu veoma slabi.
Even the breathing of the person who walks before you becomes the most obnoxious thing you have ever heard, and you begin to to without any reason hate him for that. Why do you breathe like this?
Znači pri tim usponima čak počinje da vas nervira i dah one osobe koja ide ispred vas i onda se onako bez nikakvog razloga izderete na nju i kažete što ti tako dišeš?
Deši, deši. This didn't happen amongst the Prachetas. They were in full control of their mind and their senses on this pilgrimage.
Ali to se nije desilo sa Prachetama. Oni su bili potpuno kontrolisali svoje čula i um.
As a result, Lord Shiva was so satisfied that although he's very difficult to see by ordinary people, he chose to become visible before them by coming out of the waters of the Manasarovar lake.
Na kraju je gospodin Šiva bio tako zadovoljan njihovim stavom da je, iako ga je teško videti, iako je običnim ljudima jako teško da ga vide, da se pojavio pred njima iz tog jezera Manasarovar.
And he said, my dear sons of the king, I'm so pleased with you that I want to teach you a very powerful mantra which will give you the darshan of Lord Vishnu.
O dragi kraljevi sinovi, ja sam tako zadovoljan vama da bih želeo da vam ispričam jednu mantru koja će vam pomoći da dobijete darshan gospoda Vishnu.
In this mantra, Lord Shiva talks about the different forms of God, the beautiful form of Krishna.
U toj mantri Shiva priča o različitim oblicima gospoda, o prelepom obliku Krishne.
And also about the need of association with devotees.
Ali također o potrebi da se družimo s bhaktama.
And Lord Shiva said, you chant this mantra every day, and by the power of this mantra, or this song, this hymn stava actually, you will get the darshan of Lord Vishnu.
Shiva je rekao, ova mantra je jako moćna i ako je mantrite svaki dan uz pomoć te himne, ćete dobiti darshan sa gospodom Vishnu.
After this, the Prachetas went and ruled a kingdom, but they had the sadhana which they were initiated by Lord Shiva to chant every day the stava.
Nakon toga su se Prachete vratile nazad i vladale su kraljevstvom, ali su svakog dana imale sadhanu, odnosno radili su to što im je rekao gospod Shiva, znači mantrile su svaki dan tu stavu.
And one day the fruit of the mantra blossomed.
I jednog dana se plod te mantre pojavio.
They saw how Lord Vishnu was coming into before them riding on the back of Garuda.
I videli su gospoda Vishnu kako se pojavljuje pod njima jašući na leđima Garude.
And Garuda and Vishnu blessed them.
I Vishnu ih je blagoslovio.
He said to them, because of your mutual friendship, because of your mutual friendship, I'm very, very satisfied with you. And now I have chosen to appear before you. And then Lord Vishnu says, anyone who hears about the great friendship the Prachetas had amongst themselves, traveling together to reach the darshan of Lord Vishnu, he will for sure, Hare Krishna, dobro došli, he will for sure get the darshan of Krishna one day.
Znači, gospod Vishnu je rekao, svako ko sluša ovu predivnu priču o tome kako su Prachete zajedno putovali i kako su težeći darshan za gospodinom Vishnu, dosjeći će blagoslov da jednog dana sretnu Krishnu.
And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada comments on this word mutual friendship amongst devotees.
I u smislu Srila Prabhupada komentariše upravo tu poentu međusobnog prijateljstva između bhakti.
He says that this unity amongst devotees is very necessary.
On kaže da je jedinstvo među bhaktama neophodno.
Only due to different material interests this unity is difficult. So
samo zbog različitih materijalnih interesa to jedinstvo postaje teško.
And then he says this factor of disunity is so strong that even the members of the Hare Krishna movement, that's us, are sometimes quarreling.
on kaže da je taj faktor nezajedništva toliko jak da se čak i članovi Hare Krishna pokreta, odnosno mi između sebe ponekad svađamo.
The reason is material interests.
A razlog za to su materijalne interesovanja.
Then he says, but there should be one interest only.
A je rekao da treba postoji samo jedan interes.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Yes. And then he makes a very interesting point.
I onda istakao jednu veoma interesantnu point.
He says sometimes it appears that devotees who have the same interest Krishna sometimes may have differences of opinion.
Može se desiti da nekada bhakti iako imaju isti interes Krishnu imaju različita mišljenja.
But these difference of opinions, as long as Krishna is the center, should not be taken as differences, but as ornaments.
Ali tu razliku u mišljenjima dok god je cilj samo jedan Krishna, ne treba shvatiti kao razliku, već kao ukras.
Yes. So there is a difference of opinion. There is a difference which brings disunion, which is due to material interests.
Znači postoji različitost koja potiče od tog nejedinstva zbog različitih materijalnih interesa.
And this will break our community apart.
I ono može da rasturi naše društvo na komade.
But then there is something which is individuality in service to Krishna.
Ali postoji nešto što se naziva individualnost u službi prema Krishna.
And that's an ornament.
A to je ono što je ukras.
Devotees may have different ways, but because Krishna is the center, it will be possible for them to work together.
Bhakte mogu imati različite načine delovanja, ali zato što je Krishna centar svega, biće im jednostavno da zajedno radi.
Then at the end, Lord Vishnu asked the Prachetas, now please ask me for a blessing.
Na kraju je gospodin Vishnu pitao Prachetas, a sada me pitajte za blagoslov.
The Prachetas said, this is not necessary, my lord. The blessing is already there before us. We have had your darshan.
Ne, nije potrebno da dobijemo nikakve blagoslove. Blagoslov je već tu, već smo dobili tvoj darshan.
But Vishnu says, no. Ask for a blessing.
Ali Vishnu insistirao, ne, pitajte za blagoslov.
What would you ask Narakriti Prabhu if God appears before you and says you can get everything you want?
A šta bi ti pitao Narakriti Prabhu kad bi se Gospod pred tobom pojavio i pitao traži šta god hoćeš?
Satyabhama, what would you ask? You can get everything.
Satyabhama, šta bi ti tražila? Možeš da dobiješ bilo šta.
A house for Krishna.
Kuću za Krishna.
A car for Krishna.
Kola za Krishna.
An airplane for Krishna.
Avion za Krishna. Oslobodila slažno bi ja i čisto predan služen.
Really? That is what I should ask.
To je ono što bi trebalo da traži.
As a child, I was sometimes thinking, what would I ask if God appears before me and says, you can get everything you want?
Kao dete često sam razmišljao šta bi ja tražio kad bi se Gospod pojavio pred mnom i rekao, možeš dobiti šta god hoćeš.
And after thinking for 1.5 years, every day, 2 hours about this question, I had the answer.
I nakon godinu i po dana razmišljanja, po 2 sata svaki dan, došao sam do odgovora.
I will get a magical wand.
Tražio bi čarobni štapić.
Which can fulfill all my desires.
Sve moje želje.
Not just one.
Ne samo jedno.
Let us see what the Prachetas asked.
A da vidimo sad šta su Prachete pita.
Prachetas asked, as long as we have to move in this material world, moved about by our karma, we have only one desire.
A Prachetas su rekao, dok god moramo da se nalazimo u ovom materijalnom svetu i dok se god ponašamo prema onome što nam donosi naša karma,
we want the association taraka of devotees.
Želimo društvo bhakti.
This was their desire.
To je bila njihova želja.
Why?
Zašto?
Some of us think of the Hare Krishna movement everything we want, as long as we have to live in this world, is to not have the association of these people.
Многи од нас во Харе Кришна покрету мислимо да год морам да сум во материјан свету, не би желел да имам друштво тие особи.
But this is not a good. This is not a well thought out.
А тоа не е баш добро да се мисли.
If you have the association of bona fide devotees, you will have the association of Krishna.
Jer dok god imate društvo verodostojnih bhakta, imaćete i društvo Krishna.
It is very difficult to have the association of Krishna for a conditioned soul.
Za uslovljenu dušu je jako teško da ima društvo Krishna.
Krishna is very high and we are very low.
Krishna je jako visoko, a mi smo jako nisko.
But the devotees carry Krishna in their hearts.
Ali bhakta nose Krishnu u srcu.
And if we can find such association and serve such devotees, we can find Krishna and serve Krishna.
I ako možemo da nađemo takvo društvo i da služimo takve bhakte, onda možemo da nađemo Krishnu.
I personally feel that each one of us should work on his own heart so that his association will be a place where the Lord manifests.
A mislim da svako od nas treba da radi na svom sopstvenom srcu, tako da njegovo srce postane mesto na kom se Gospod može pojaviti.
And I think we should all be very dedicated to make our association a meeting place of Lord Krishna.
I također moramo biti posvećeni tome da sva naša okupljanja postanu mesto na kome će se pojaviti Gospod Krishna.
How to work practically on our association that it becomes a meeting place of Krishna?
A kako da radimo na tome da naše druženje postane mesto na kom će se pojaviti Krishna?
Well, there are four qualities which you can slowly work on developing.
Postoje četiri osobine na kojima možete polako raditi da biste ih razvili.
When Krishna sees that these four qualities are there in a devotee's life, he will automatically become attracted.
Kad Krishna vidi da te četiri osobine postoje u životu bhakte, on je momentalno privučen.
Sometimes people say, show me God.
Ponekad ljudi kažu, pokažite mi Boga.
But the question is, does God want to see you?
Ali pitanje je, da li Bog želi da vas vidi?
Why should he want to see you?
Zašto bi on želeo da vas vidi?
What is so special about you that the most special person should make contact with you?
Šta je to tako specijalno kod vas da osoba koja je najspecijalnija kod svih želi da vas vidi?
Interesting question.
Interesting
question. Krishna is sometimes called Madhusudan, the bee.
A ponekad se Krishna naziva Madhusudan ili pčela.
A bee comes to a flower which has honey, not a flower which has no honey.
A i pčela dolazi na cvet koji ima meda, ne na onaj koji nema meda.
What is the honey of your heart that will attract Krishna?
A koji je to med u vašem srcu koji će privući Krishnu?
If there is only some not so nice smelling substances in the heart, do you think Krishna should come?
Ako se u vašem srcu nalazi nešto što baš ne miriše tako lepo, mislite da će Krishna doći do vašeg srca?
This is a rhetoric. So let us hear some qualities.
A sada čujemo koje su te osobine.
The first quality of a devotee should be who wants to attract Krishna is that he is shanta, peaceful.
Prva osobina bhakte kojom on može privući Krishnu je da je shanta ili smiren.
He has no more demands to make. He has no more demands to make.
Aha, nema više zahteva.
Yes, for his own sense gratification.
Za sopstveno čuno uživanje.
He is like a child.
On je poput deteta.
Who is dependent on his parents.
Koji zavisi od svojih roditelja.
In the same way, a devotee makes himself dependent on Krishna.
Na isti način Krishna se učini zavisni, bhakta treba da se učini zavisnim od Krishna.
What you wish to do with me, my lord, this is, I will do this.
Šta god želiš da uradiš, da uradim za tebe, moj gospode, ja ću uraditi.
Maybe I do not know now what you wish to do for me specific, so I will follow the instructions of the scriptures and my spiritual master.
Možda u ovom trenutku ne znam šta ti baš konkretno hoćeš od mene da uradim, ali sledeću instrukciju iz pisa i mog duhovnog učitelja.
But please direct me.
Ali molim te, uputi me.
Please bring me to you.
Molim te, dovedi me k sebi.
Yes. Then the Lord takes your case serious.
I onda Gospod razmotri vaš slučaj onako ozbiljno.
Oh, he makes himself dependent on my will.
Oh, on se učinio zavisnim od moje volje.
I must give him direction from within the heart.
Moram mu davati uputstva iz srca.
Krishna is doing this already to the birds and the nature.
Krishna to već radi i pticama i prirodi.
See, every winter it becomes too cold for the ptitsis.
Svake zime postane suviše hladno za ptice.
And they just feel we need to go to warmer countries.
I onda one pomisle, vreme da odemo u toplije zemlje.
But we are just ptitsis, we don't know anything.
Ali mi smo samo ptice i ne znamo ništa.
At that time the Lord in the heart takes control and brings them to North or South Africa according to temperature, what they need.
I onda Gospod preuzme kontrolu iz njihovog srca i odvede ih do južne ili severne Afrike, već u zavisnosti od toga šta im je potrebno.
What I want to express is that the Lord takes people serious, even birds.
Želela sam ovim da kažem da Gospod shvata ljude ozbiljno, pa čak i ptice shvata ozbiljno.
Do you remember when you came to Krishna consciousness?
Da li se sećate kad ste vi došli u svesnost Krishne?
How you were guided from within?
Kako vas je neko vodio iznutra?
How you were brought into the association of devotees?
Kako ste dovedeni u društvo bhakta?
How you desire, how you were brought in the contact of ultimately Srila Prabhupada?
I kako ste na kraju krajeva došli u kontakt sa Srila Prabhupada?
How did this happen?
Kako se to desilo?
You developed all of a sudden a deep attraction which began to lead you.
Odjedanput ste razvili veoma veliku privlačnost koja vas je vodila dalje.
In our philosophical German police car on our way to here, we were discussing this. There were two devotees who were in Gangotri with us. Gangotri means it's a holy place in the Himalayan mountains. It's all right. We discussed this with two devotees who were in Gangotri.
Aha, nešto su razgovarali sa dvojicom bhakta kad su bili na Gangotri.
Yes. And
koji su bili na Gangotri?
For these devotees it seemed like a distant dream because now they are in a place which is totally covered by the mode of ignorance and passion and aggressively covered.
Njima se to čini, znači ta poseta Gangotriju im se čini samo kao dalek san, jer su sada prekriveni neznanjem i to na veoma agresivan način.
How had these poor Serbian devotees come to Gangotri?
A kako su ti jadni srpski bhakti stigli do Gangotrija?
The Lord made a certain desire very strong in their heart. We must go to Gangotri.
Gospod je napravio veoma snažnu želju u njihovom srcu da moraju otići do Gangotrija.
He gave them the novac.
Dao im je novac.
And the health to go there.
I zdravlje da mogu otići.
Very high.
Jer to je jako visoko.
And they made maybe the most beautiful spiritual experience in their lives there.
I tu su doživjeli jednu od najlepših duhovnih iskustava u svom životu.
The Lord takes us serious.
Gospod nas shvata ozbiljno.
If we take him serious.
Ako mi njega shvatimo ozbiljno.
If we make ourselves dependent on him like children on their parents.
Ako se učinimo zavisnim od njega kao što deca zavise od roditelja.
See, what will be your future?
I kakva će biti vaša budućnost?
How can you plan this question?
Kako možete da planirate to?
Can you make the best plan for your future?
Da li možete napraviti najbolji plan za svoju budućnost?
And will it be sure that this plan will be fulfilled?
I da budete sigurni da će se ti vaši planovi ispuniti.
I think we should understand that we are helpless.
Mislim da bi trebali da shvatimo da smo bespomoćni.
But somehow we have become connected to the person who can give us all help. That is the Lord.
Ali smo na neki način došli u vezu sa osobom koja nam može u svemu tome pomoći.
Let us stop to make ourselves dependent on our own arrangements.
I zato prestanimo da se da zavisimo od naših sopstvenih aranžmana.
And let us stop to be always full of anxieties about our future.
I zato prestanimo da budemo puni uznemirenosti zbog naše budućnosti.
Let us start to become dependent on Krishna and become peaceful.
Počnemo da zavisimo od Krishne i postanemo smireni.
The next quality is samadrisha. It is required to see everyone on the same spiritual platform.
Sljedeća osobina je ta da je neophodno da vidimo sve na istom duhovnom nivou.
This is especially important amongst devotees.
A ovo je naročito važno među bhaktama.
Let us not see ourselves according to our material qualities and disqualities.
Nemojmo se posmatrati na osnovu naših materijalnih kvaliteta ili naših materijalnih nedostataka.
But let us see as each other as spiritual souls.
Posmatrimo se međusobno kao duhovne duše.
Today I was at the house of two young grihastas who have a very nice devotee child.
Danas sam bio u kući dvoje mladih grihasta koji imaju jako lepo dete bhaktu.
Yes. And I was looking at the child and I saw obviously there is a maladeta who has a very big appetite and screams and does all the things which maladetas do.
Da, definitivno sam vidio da je tu jedno malo dete koje ima veliki apetit i jako grlo i sve ostalo što male deca imaju.
But at the same time there is a spiritual soul which has a long journey behind her or himself and finally has gone to the association of devotees.
Ali također da je to ujedno i jedna duhovna duša koja ima jako dugo putovanje iza sebe i da je konačno došla u porodicu bhakti.
And I was trying to see the maladeta on the spiritual level.
I zbog toga pokušavam da vidim čak i malo dete na duhovnom nivou.
At that time we were all remembering a wonderful lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I tada smo se prisjećali predivni zabava gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Which is very instructive and helps us to see each other on the spiritual platform.
Što nas može poučiti i pomoći nam da svi da vidimo jedni drugi na duhovnom nivou.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did every evening a nocturnal kirtan, that means during the night, the whole night it went on in the house of Srivas Thakur.
A gospod Chaitanya je svako večer imao kirtan koji je trajao tokom cele noći u kući Srivas Thakura.
One day when Srivas Thakur was when the kirtan was going on, Srivas Thakur's son, it's all right, no problem. When the kirtan was going on, the son died.
I baš u toku kirtana, dok se kirtan odvijao, umro je sin Srivas Thakura.
And the women were crying, the mothers and the aunties and the sisters, oh no, she's dying.
Žene su plakale, sve majke, sestre, strine, sve su plakale, umre.
Srivas Thakur said, please don't cry, there is no need. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is dancing in the house and he's dying, it is very auspicious.
A Srivas Thakur im je rekao, nemojte se brinuti, s obzirom da svevišnje božanstvo ličnost igra u ovoj kući, njegovo umiranje je veoma pogodno.
But naturally there was some sadness in the house.
Ali logično da je postojala neka tuga u kući.
At the end of the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya asked, why don't I feel the same ecstasy?
Na kraju kirtana gospod Chaitanya pitao, zašto ja ne osjećam istu ekstazu?
And they told Bhaktas told him the son of Srivas has died.
A Bhaktas mu rekao, sin Srivas se umro.
Oh, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where is he? Show me.
Oh, rekao je Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gde je on? Pokažite mi ga.
And then he went to the son to give a very, very first class instruction to all of us.
I onda je otišao do sina Srivas Thakura da bi nas poučio.
He said, my dear boy, why have you left?
Rekao je, moj dragi dečiče, zbog čega si ti otišao?
And the boy was returning.
A dečak mu je odgovarao.
And all of a sudden the dead body spoke.
I iznenada je to mrtvo telo progovorilo.
It is all right that I have left, because it was your order that I stay only a certain time in this body.
U redu je što sam ja otišao, jer postojalo je tvoje naređenje da ću ovom telu provesti samo određeno vreme.
I am on schedule.
Sve se odvija po planu.
By your order we take birth and by your order we leave also.
po tvom naređenju mi se rađamo i po tvom naređenju mi odlazimo.
Now please allow me to continue on.
I molim te, dopusti mi da dalje nastavim.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looked at the Srivas, who was and his wife, who were very, very enlightened to see that their son was actually an eternal spiritual soul, just momentarily in the body of their son.
Onda je gospod Čajtanja pogledao Srivas Thakura i njegovu ženu, koji su bili veoma zadovoljni da su videli da je njihov sin u stvari jedna večna duhovna duša koja je samo trenutna u tom telu.
Yes. So let us also see each other a little bit more spiritual.
Zato gledimo jedni druge malo duhovnije.
Even Murari Chaitanya is an eternal soul.
Čak i Murari Chaitanya duhovna duša, večna duša.
Even Vamsi.
Čak i vam.
Even myself.
Čak i ja.
We are all passing through here for a few days in these bodies.
Mi ćemo samo provesti još neko vreme u ovim telu.
Even Shyama Priya.
Čak i Shyama Priya.
And Maria.
Maria.
Everyone.
Svi.
Nikola.
Nikola.
Yeah. Maha Samaha. Everyone.
Svi.
Only for a short time we play these roles. Sometimes they are not very gracious roles which we have to play.
Mi samo jedno kratko vreme igramo ove naše uloge. Ponekad to nisu baš neke preterano dobre uloge, ali...
So, devotees should have this maturity to see this, see them each other on a spiritual level.
Bhakta treba imati tu zrelost da vidi sve na duhovnom nivou.
Then it's important for a devotee to have shuddha, and shuddha consciousness means a pure consciousness.
A također jako je bitno za bhaktu da ima shuddha svesnost, odnosno čistu svesnost.
Maybe some soul is here who doesn't like what I
say.
Shuddha means because a devotee chants the names of the all pure personality of Godhead, his consciousness is also pure.
S obzirom da bhakta mantra sve čisto ime svevišnje božanske ličnosti, onda i njegova svesnost čista.
And then another very important quality is sarva bhutanu ranjita. You need to learn how to please all living entities.
Također još jedna važna osobina je ta da morate naučiti kako da zadovoljite sva živa bića.
I remember how Prabhupada was such a good example of this. When he was in London, there was a gardener who was working at the estate of John Lennon, where Srila Prabhupada was staying.
Sećam se kako je Srila Prabhupada dao jako lep primer toga. Znači, jedno vreme dok je bio u Londonu, bio je jedan vaštovan koji je radio na posedu Johna Lennona.
And he was working every day, this gardener, and so on.
I taj vaštovan je radio svaki dan samo.
So Prabhupada decided to please him.
I onda je Srila Prabhupada rešio da ga zadovolji.
He went one day to him, and because both of them were a little elderly, Prabhupada started about talking about tea.
Što Prabhupada je otišao kod njega i kako su obojica bili onako stariji gospodini, onda što Prabhupada počeo nešto sa njim da priča u vezi zuba.
Prabhupada said he had all his teeth still, even though he ate a lot of rasgula when he was young.
Što Prabhupada je rekao da on još uvijek ima sve svoje zube, iako je kao mali jeo jako puno rasgula.
And then the gardener said he had a problem. There was a ghost in his house, and even a famous white magician had not been able to get rid of the ghost.
I onda je taj poštovani rekao da ima jedan problem u vezi toga da ima duha u kući i da čak ni najbolji beli magovi nisu uspjeli da ga oteraju da.
And Prabhupada decided to help this gardener. He sent a kirtan party who blew with conch and sprayed Arctic water everywhere, and then the ghost was gone.
I onda je Šila Prabhupada rešio da pomogne tom Baštovanu i poslao je jednu kirtan grupu tamo koji su svi duvali u školjke i posipali arotik vodicu ono iz Atmana i onda su onda je taj duh na kraju otišao.
Yes. So these qualities you can work at and you will see how Krishna will become attracted to your heart.
To su te osobine na kojima trebate raditi i onda ćete vidjeti kako će Krishna biti privučen vašim srcem.
Try to become peaceful by making yourself dependent on Krishna.
Pokušajte da se učinite smirenim tako što ćete postati zavisnim Krishna.
Try to see everyone on the same spiritual platform by seeing devotees and people as spiritual souls.
Pokušajte da vidite sve na istom duhovnom nivou tako što ćete i bhakti ljude videti kao duhovne duše.
Try to become pure in your consciousness by inviting Krishna and not ignoring him when you chant.
Pokušajte da pročistite svoju svesnost tako što ćete pozivati Krišnu dok mantrate.
And try to do something to please other living entities.
I uradite nešto čime
One definition could be to make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Jedna definicija bi bila znači napredovati u svetlosti Krishna.
In the 11th canto, one of the nine yogendras tells us what are the essential elements of advancement.
U 11. pevanju Šrimad Bhagavata yogendra nam kaže šta to znači napredovati.
Once again, what are the essential elements of advancement?
Aha, koji su osnovni elementi napredovanja?
Napredovanja. First is, you must see that your bhakti for Krishna, your devotion for Krishna becomes bigger.
Pod jedan morate vidjeti da vaša predanost Krišni postaje veća.
Second, you must see that somehow you have an experience about Krishna in your life, or at least a deeper understanding of Krishna.
Također morate vidjeti da imate neke iskustva o Krišni u svom životu.
And then third, you must see that you develop some sense of detachment from the world of Maya.
I također morate vidjeti da ste razvili jedan izvesni nivo odvojenosti od sveta Maje.
Yes. So all these things are very easily possible when you have association with devotees.
A sve te stvari je lako ostvariti ako imate društvo bhakti.
I think what Queen Kunti describes what for the materialist is the threefold miseries of material life.
Što god je za kraljica Kunti objasnila da ono što je za materijaliste u stvari trostruka beda materijalnog.
For devotees this is when they suffer due to mistakes in their association.
To je ono što se dešava sa bhaktama kada pate zbog grešaka koje prave u svom međusobnom druženju.
When we learn to associate properly the threefold miseries of material existence will go.
Jer kad naučimo da se pravilno družimo, trostruke bede materijalne prirode će nestati.
But when you don't associate properly, you will get the threefold miseries of material existence in the wrong association with devotees.
Jer ako se ne družite pravilno, onda ćete dobiti tre trostruke bede materijalne prirode upravo kroz druženje sa bhakta.
Yes, you will be hurt by other living entities.
Povređivaće vas druga živa bića.
Your mind or your body will be hurting.
Također će vas povređivati vaš um ili telo.
And all kinds of disasters can come.
I najrazličitije vrste nedaće mogu da dođu.
But if you learn to associate properly in mutual friendship,
ako naučite da se družite pravilno u međusobnom prijateljstvu,
this will be a learning experience for you.
To će za vas biti veoma poučno iskustvo.
Then you will be able to experience Krishna.
I tada ćete moći da osjetite Krishna.
See, let us now for the end analyze what devotees do, what makes their association special.
Ajde sada za kraj da analiziramo šta je to što čini društvo bhakti, znači druženje bhakta tako specijalno.
I think this is very, very important, and if you give me another 2.5 to 3 minutes of your attention on this point, I think it will be very good.
Mislim da bi bilo jako dobro ako biste mi posvetili još 2-2.5 minuta da vam objasnim ovu point.
I will speak something very intense.
A sad ću pričati nešto jako bitno.
Devotees need to associate on this on the spiritual level.
Bhakti treba da se druže na duhovnom nivou.
Devotees also have a material level.
Bhakti također imaju svoj materijalni.
And on this platform they are sometimes impossible people.
I na tom nivou su obično nemoguće osobe.
Yes. Normalni osobas.
Normalne osobe.
Yes. They have their good sides and their bad sides.
Imaju svoje dobre i loše strane.
But if the devotees learn to associate on the spiritual platform, they will not be able to entangle themselves in their material qualities.
Ali ako bhakti nauče da se druže na duhovnom nivou, onda neće moći da se zapetljavaju te svoje materijalne osobine.
You have to learn how you can approach the spiritual side in other devotees.
Morate naučiti kako da priđete duhovnoj strani u drugom bhakti.
Sometimes it may even be a little hidden.
To može čak biti pomalo iskriveno.
But it is there.
Ali postoji.
I remember once how Prabhupada gave to one of his early disciples a dhoti. He was standing before this disciple and was handing him a dhoti like this. This disciple wanted to bloop and run away in the material world. And Prabhupada, he said like this, take this.
A Srila Prabhupada mu je dao i rekao, uzmi.
He didn't hand him just a piece of cloth, but a whole lifestyle.
Nije mu davao samo parče odeće, već mu davao čitav životni stil, stil života.
For the last 600 lives I'm trying to make you a devotee.
Poslednjih 600 života pokušavam da te napravim baktom.
But the devotee said, I'm sorry, I'm not yet ready.
Ali taj bakt je rekao, izvini, ali ja još nisam spreman.
Izvini. This shows you, Prabhupada saw the spiritual side even of this devotee.
Ovo vam pokazuje da je Srila Prabhupada video duhovnu stranu čak i tog bhakti.
I remember once Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, he was making his morning walks.
Sećam se da je jedan put Srila Prabhupada u Los Angelesu bio na toj jutarnjoj šetnji.
And every morning a cat would come when Prabhupada left the temple and would go meow, meow, meow around the stopalas of Prabhupada.
Svaki put kad bi Srila Prabhupada napustio tempo, pojavila bi se jedna mačka i išla bi u krug oko njegovih stopala i mjaukala.
And he would take the cat like this and put him to the side and then continue with his walk.
I onda bi Srila Prabhupada blago stopalom prebacio mačku na drugu stranu i nastavio dalje svojim putem.
Every day this repeated itself.
I to se svaki dan ponavljao.
Until one day this didn't the cat was found dead on the side of the road. A car had driven over it.
Sve dok jednog dana su pronašli mačku mrtvu pored na putu gdje ju je pregazio auto.
So naturally the devotees wanted to know who was this cat.
I naravno bhakti su želele da znaju ko je ta mačka.
It must have had a relationship with Srila Prabhupada.
Ona mora da imala neki odnos sa Srila Prabhupada.
They asked him in public, but Prabhupada wouldn't respond.
Pitali su ga javno, ali Srila Prabhupada nije želeo da odgovori.
Then Prabhupada said, when he was asked in private, he said, this was a disciple from the last life. He did a mistake, but he came back to excuse himself as a cat, and I excused him, and now he is back to Krishna.
Ali kad su bili nasamo, onda je Srila Prabhupada rekao, to je moj učenik iz prošlog života i on je došao ovdje da bi se izvinio. Ja sam mu oprostio i sada se on vratio nazad Bogu.
You must know Krishna consciousness has a much, much, much wider dimension than this little small life with its small problems and hopes and happinesses and so on.
Morate shvatiti da svesnost Krišne ima mnogo širu dimenziju nego što su ovi naši mali životi, mali problemi, male sreće koje imamo.
Even if we are sometimes so much on this material platform, it doesn't matter, let us just go on.
I čak i ako smo ponekad tako mnogo na materijalnom nivou, nije bitno, treba samo nastaviti.
I once remembered how a devotee asked about the typical state of consciousness of a normal devotee.
I sjećam se jedan put kako su Bhakte pitala upravo o tom normalnom stanju svetlosti kod Bhakte.
This devotee had heard that after initiation, Krishna accepts the devotee as one of his own family members.
Bhakte su čule da Krishna nakon inicijacije prihvata Bhaktu kao člana svoje porodice.
But the devotee felt still so disturbed.
Ali Bhakte su se i dalje osjećali jako uznemir.
He didn't feel like in the kingdom of God.
Taj Bhakta uopšte nije osjećao kao da se nalazi u kraljevstvu Gospodu.
He felt maybe like in Belgrade.
Osjećao se kao da je u Beogradu.
Prabhupada answered this devotee in a very loving and very easy to understand way.
A Srila Prabhupada je odgovorio tom Bhakti na veoma način pun ljubavi i puno
easy to understand, yes. Easy to, yes. So he said it's like when a person has been brought on a ship. When a drowning man has been taken out of the ocean and brought on a ship.
Kada se zavljenik izvuče iz okeana i donese na brod.
At that time, he is saved.
On je tada spašen.
But he is still unconscious because of the lack of oxygen.
Ali još uvijek bez svesti zbog nedostatka kiselnika.
He may even dream he's still drowning.
Može čak i sanja da se još uvijek davi.
But as long as he keeps staying on deck of the boat, he has no problem really.
Ali dok god ostane na palubi broda, nema problema.
It can only become better.
Može mu biti samo bolje.
And soon he will wake up.
I uskoro će se probuditi.
In Krishna consciousness, also due to our many lives of sinful existence, we still dream sometimes the material world.
I čak i u svesnosti Krišne, zbog toliko mnogo života grešnih aktivnosti koje smo u njima počinili, možemo mi sanjati da se nalazimo tamo.
But as long as we stay on the deck of Krishna consciousness, it can only become better.
Ali dok god ostanemo na palubi svesnosti Krišne, može nam biti samo bolje.
Let us only learn this one thing, to become Krishna-centered in our life.
Ali moramo naučiti tu jednu bitnu stvar, da naš život da u našem životu postavimo Krishnu u centru.
Let us very patiently always put Krishna in the center of our life.
Veoma strpljivo trebamo se truditi da uvek postavimo Krishnu u centar našeg života.
And become peaceful as dependent devotees of Krishna.
I da postanemo smireni kao bhakte koje zavise od Krishne.
Finally, for this evening, I want to encourage you to be part of a revolution.
I na kraju ove večeri želeo bih da vas ohrabrim da budete deo revolucije.
Don't disappear in your private pigeonholes in Belgrade.
Nemojte da nestanete u svojim privatnim golubarnicima ovdje negdje u
Belgrade. Izvinite. At the moment, in Serbia, we can see very strongly two influences.
U ovom trenutku u Srbiji možemo da vidimo dva veoma jaka utjecaja.
One is very tamasic and rajasic.
Jedan je veoma tamasičan i rajasic.
But at the same time, there are such nice people who are fighting for fresh air.
A u isto vrijeme tu su tako divni ljudi koji se bore za svež vazduh.
So, these are two forces which are going on.
Postoje dve sile koje se neprestano sukobljavaju.
The typical wrestle in Kali Yuga.
Tipična borba u Kali Yuga.
It's only more extreme here in these parts of the world.
Jedino što je u ovim delovima sveta malo ekstremnija, više izražena.
The sights are clearer.
strane su jasno razgraničene, znači.
So let us enthusiastically go to the devotee side.
I onda entuzijastično pređemo na stranu bhakti.
And let us work to in this spiritual revolution.
I radimo u ovoj duhovnoj revoluciji.
Your young people, you have a strong body and a strong mind.
Imate jaka tela i jake umove.
You need to be engaged.
Morate biti angažovani.
If you are not engaged and live in a town like Beograd, you will your blood will be drunken by the vampire of ignorance.
Ako niste angažovani u nečemu i ako živite u gradu poput Beograda, vašu krv će popiti vampir neznanja.
I'm sorry, but I have a certain audience here who hears very interestingly. It's all right. So don't give into this, but become very enthusiastic for spiritual life.
Nemojte se upuštati u takve stvari, ostanite veoma entuzijastični za duhovni život.
And for this we absolutely need to gather again our transcendental mission.
I zbog toga je neophodno da se ujedinimo na ovoj transcendentalnoj misiji.
We need to meet and chant.
Treba da se sretnemo i mantramo.
Next Sunday I want to make we have practiced a few Vrindavan bhajans who have a certain Vrindavan groove which you will like very much, and you will not believe your ears.
A sljedeće nedelje ćete imati mogućnost da čujete jednu grupu koja peva prelepe Vrindavan bhajane i nećete verovati svojim ušima to što čujete.
Yes. And we will have a surprise if the devotee is strong enough spiritually.
Imamo jedno iznenađenje za one bhakte koji su dovoljno duhovno jaki.
And we want to come together in transcendental happiness.
I želimo da se susretnemo u transcendentalnoj sreći.
I have reached my end. I hope there was something for everyone.
Došao sam do kraja lekcije i nadam se da je bilo po nešto za svakoga.
Thank you very, very much.
Hvala vam puno.
Do you have any questions at this moment?
Da li u ovom trenutku ima nekih pitanja?
You have a question? Alexander?
If we want to become dependent on Krishna, we should stop to be dependent of our own arrangements. You said like that. Until we know that, when some new situation comes up, we always need some new arrangements, some new things. That's happened all over again. Every new situation, all over again, we make arrangements. How to overcome this?
As long as we are in the world, we have to continue with some arrangements. That's part of our duty living in this world. But we should make these arrangements with Krishna. Not without Krishna. Krishna expects us to take a little responsibility for our lives.
Krishna očekuje od nas da preuzmemo neku odgovornost za naše živote.
Actually, full responsibility.
U stvari, puno odgovornost za naše živote.
But we should always make these arrangements with Krishna in the center.
Ali sve te aranžmane koje pravimo trebamo praviti tako da je Krishna u centru.
And what this means very concretely is that we always see that there is some, how do you say, that there is some selfless service for Krishna.
Konkretno to znači da moramo se potruditi da tu uvek postoji neka nesebična služba za Krishna.
This starts with our japa.
To započinje sa našom japom.
you cannot have Krishna in your life if you do not have him as a holy name in your life.
Ne možete imati Krishnu u svom životu ako ga nemate kao sveto ime u životu.
Yes. Krishna first comes to you in the form of the holy name.
Krishna će vam prvo prići u obliku svetog imena.
So you cannot make advancement in spiritual in Krishna consciousness if you keep on ignoring the Lord in your japa.
Ne možete napredovati u svesnosti Krishne ako nastavite da ignorišete Gospoda koji se pojavljuje u japi.
Yes. Then if you have Krishna, if you start to bring Krishna in your japa,
ako počnete da dovodite Krishnu u svoj japu,
that you think of Krishna and pray to Krishna and ultimately cry for Krishna in your japa,
ako mislite na Krishnu, ako se molite Krishni, ako na kraju krajeva počnete da plačete za Krishnu tokom džape,
then Krishna will be in the other parts of your life.
Tada će Krishna biti u drugim delovima vašeg života.
But you will still go to the university.
Ali vi ćete i dalje ići na univerzitet.
And think of having enough water in your house and fresh clothes and make arrangements for your food.
I nastavit ćete da pravite aranžmane za svoju odeću, svoju hranu.
Quarrel with your neighbors sometimes.
Ponekad ćete se svađati sa svojim susedima.
This is all part of life.
Sve to deo života.
But Krishna will be in the center.
Ali Krishna će biti u centru.
When you chant Hare Krishna, you should see also that you develop friendly feelings for the living entities.
Također dok mantrate Hare Krishna, morate vidjeti kako razvijate prijateljsko osjećanje prema drugim živim bićima.
To start with the devotees.
Počnite sa bhaktama.
Trinadapi sunichena, humility and tolerance, these are signs of friendly relationships to devotees.
Tolerancija i poniznost su znaci prijateljskog druženja sa
bhaktama. And humility also.
Poniznost također.
Yes, yes. Shyama Priya.
I'd like to ask you something about the importance of Lord Shiva in our life. I'm asking this question because you said that he is a man's to destroy the false ego. And when I was looking in the eyes of Lord Shiva on your life projection, it was looking so powerful, and I was thinking, can I pray or not? And I was thinking, if I pray, who knows what will happen, maybe, you know, some car accident or something like this, because I have a false ego, and I don't know what has happened, that this false ego can be destroyed. But on the other side, I thought, anyway, I have enough problems. If, I mean, something like, I don't know how I will survive. And I was thinking, well, not some advantage, but how we can put Lord Shiva in our life. Or this is only for some
reason.
A ja sam pitala nešto, ko može da kaže o važnosti Šira u našem životu. Da li se mi u stvari možemo moliti gospodina Širi, pošto je namenjen za uništenje pola svega, ili je to samo za napredne balade koji tako nešto mogu da izdrži?
In our movement for a long time, in our movement there is a misconception about Lord Shiva. The devotees think, we have heard we should not worship demigods, so therefore we will not worship Shiva.
U našem pokretu postoji jedna miskoncepcija, znači pogrešna predstava o gospodinu Shivi. Jer učili su nas da mi ne bi trebali da obožavamo polu bogove i samim tim da ne bi trebali da obožavamo gospoda Shivu.
But see, we as devotees see Lord Shiva not as a demigod and worship him independently from Krishna, but we see him as the greatest Vaishnava and we worship him dependently on Krishna.
Jer kao bhakte mi gospoda Shivu ne vidimo kao polu boga i ne obožavamo ga odvojeno od Krishna. već ga vidimo kao velikog baktu Gospoda i obožavamo ga povezano sa samim Krišnom.
There is a very nice in Vrindavan, in Nandagram, there is one temple where you know, on top of the hill of Nandagram, Nandishvara is the hill as far as I know now, there is the wonderful Krishna Balaram temple, and just next to it is a little Shiva temple, and whenever they have offered prasadam to Krishna Balaram, they have, Krishna Balaram have accepted, they bring it to the Shiva Linga.
U Vrindavanu, u Nandagramu, na samom vrhu tog brda se nalazi Krishna Balaram temple, a onda pored njega se nalazi jedan mali tempel posvećen Gospodu Shivi. I onda kada se ponudi hrana Krishni Balaramu, taj prasadam se posle odnese Gospodu Shivi.
This practice is intact since Lord Krishna's appearance on this planet.
I to se praktikuje još od onog trenutka kada se Krishna pojavio na zemlji.
When he was very small, he heard Mother Yashoda one day heard a knocking at the palace door, and there was a wild sadhu with wild jatas. Jatas means like the Jamaica.
Znači kad se Krishna pojavio na zemlji, dok je bio još jako mali, Mama još ovdje je čula jednog dana snažno udaranje na vrata i kad je otvorila na vratima je stajao jedan sadu koji izgledao strašno, onako imao je sve one dredove na glavi kao Jamajkanci onako.
The sadu said, I have just come from Kailash. I have come to have darshan of your Gopal.
A i sadu je rekao, ja sam upravo došao sa Kailaša i došao sam da se susretne sa tvojim Gopalom.
But Yashoda said, never! You look so wild! And my Gopal is so small and sensitive.
Izgledaš tako divlja, moj Gopal je tako mali i osjetljiv.
He will die.
On će umret.
From shock?
Od shock.
Then after 3 hours, Mother Yashoda was carefully looking out, and there was a sadhu sitting before the door, meditating.
Nakon 3 sata, Mama Yashoda je veoma pažljivo pogledala kroz vrata i onda je videla istog sadhu kako sedi još uvijek ispred vrata i meditira.
What do you want?
Šta hoćeš?
Please take some rotis.
Molim te uzmi neke.
Rotis mi like chapatis.
Aha, molim te uzmi neke chapati.
And say, here is some donation.
To je mala donacija.
Please go.
Molim ti.
You cannot see my Gopal.
Ne možeš vidjeti mog Gopala.
I'm responsible for him.
Ja snosim odgovornost za
njega. He will be so shocked.
On će biti tako šokiran.
No, I have come from Kailash. I only can see your Gopal. Otherwise I cannot leave from here.
Ne, ja sam došao sa Kailasha samo da bi video Gopala i nema šanse da odemo dalje.
No, never. Then, after some time, Nanda Baba came home. And he saw this very austere, very teško, you know, very heavy looking sadhu. Oh, Sadhu Maharaj, how can we serve you?
O sad, Maharaj, kako te možemo služiti?
What do you wish?
Šta želiš?
Everything we will give you.
Šta god želiš, daćemo ti.
I want a darshan of Gopal.
Ja bih želeo darshan sa Gopalom.
What did my wife say?
A šta je rekao moja žena?
Never.
Nikad.
Why do you want everything? He's a small boy, he's urinating in the court?
Zašto bi ti želeo da se sretneš sa njim? On je samo mali dečak, još uvijek piški u dvorištu.
He ordinary boy?
On je tako običan dečak.
No, he's not ordinary.
A ne, on nije običan dečak.
Okay, said Nanda Baba, I talk to my wife.
U redu, rekao je Nanda Baba, ja ću pričati sa mojom ženom.
She is responsible.
Ona je odgovorna.
So he sat down with Yashoda and said, well, this is a very strong and very powerful sadhu. And we have to fulfill his desire. We can't send him away without his desire. Otherwise, our whole household and Gopal will suffer. We can do it like this. You come into one room and the sadhu is there, and then we can see how Gopal reacts.
A možemo napraviti ovako, da sadu sedi tamo, a ti uđeš u sobu sa druge strane sa Gopalom i da vidimo kako će Gopal reagovati.
And this was made. This
arrangement was made.
And immediately Krishna was shouting and laughing and you know, was going with the arms like this in the direction of the sadhu.
I čim je ušao u tu sobu, Krishna je počeo da se raduje, smeje, da maše svojim rukama i da pruža ručice prema sadhu.
And the sadhu started to dance in ecstasy. And then he came close. Gopal was, you know, struggling to get out of the arms of his mother.
A Gopal je želeo da se istrgne iz ruku svoje majke i da zagrovi.
And then Lord Shiva took him.
I onda ga je gospod Shiva uzeo.
And Shiva couldn't speak.
I nije mogao da progovori.
Only with the eyes they talked.
Razgovarali su samo očima.
Many things.
Tako puno stvari.
Many, many things.
Tako puno stvari.
Yeah. And then Shiva finally gave him back and they said, mother, please allow me to stay before your door and I will have darshan from time to time.
I onda na kraju Shiva zamolio, o majko, molim te dopusti mi da ostanem pred tvojim vratima i tako da mogu s vremena na vreme imati darshan.
Then he was given a place on the other side of the Yamuna.
I onda smo mu dali mesto na drugoj strani Yamune.
You can visit this place still.
Još uvijek možete da posjetite to mesto.
If you have anxieties and visit this place, you will be free of all anxieties.
Ako ste uznemireni zbog nečega, ako posjetite to mjesto, sve te uznemirenosti će nestati.
Yes, because Mother Yashoda, when he had said no to Shiva,
jer kad je mama Yashoda rekla ne Shivi,
developed a great problem.
Nastao je veliki problem.
Gopal wouldn't even drink, he didn't want to have anything to do with her.
Gopal nije želio da radi ništa sa njom.
He even didn't drink the milk of Yashoda.
Čak nije želio da pije ni mlijeko mame Yashoda.
Only when Yashoda gave him to Lord Shiva, then Gopal would again be close to her.
I tek kad je mama Yashoda dala Shivi, onda je Gopal htio da bude blizak
s njom. So Shiva freed Mother Yashoda from the anxiety that which a mother has when the child doesn't drink the milk any longer.
Shiva je na taj način oslobodio mama Yashoda u toj uznemirenosti koje majka ima kada dete više neće da siše mlijeko.
Yes. And it's called Chintyaharan is the place.
I to mesto se zove Chintyaharan.
Oh, Krishna. You should immediately go there and lose all the anxieties of Belgrade life. So there are many other stories about Lord Shiva and his connection to Rama, Chandra and so on.
Postoje mnoge priče u kojima se prikazuje povezanost gospoda Šive sa Rama, Chandrom i drugim.
He always appears as the greatest of devotees.
On se uvijek pojavljuje kao najveći bhakta.
Krishna is extremely happy to receive him.
I Krishna je veoma srećan da ga primi.
And yes. Oh, there are so many. Also in the Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva says, the devotees of Krishna are very dear to me, and I know that the devotees of Krishna also find me very dear.
U Bhagavatamu Shiva kaže, bhakte gospoda Krishna su meni jako dragi, a također znam da je tim bhaktama sam i ja drag.
In the Hungarian farm we worship one lingam of Shiva as Gopeshvara Mahadev.
Na mađarskoj farmi se obožava jedna Shiva linga.
Yes, but yes, as Gopeshvara Mahadev.
Gopeshvara Mahadev.
And other places also we have come to understand that Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava.
I na drugim mjestima se također došlo bhakti do razumevanja da je Shiva jedan od najvećih Vaishnava.
But Srila Prabhupada did not talk so much about the worship of... yes, he talked actually. But It depends. If you want to become free of false ego, Shyamapriya, it may not. You just stay in the association of devotees and serves there. This works also. I personally think that I know from myself, I found Lord Shiva to be very important after studying a long time in our scriptures.
Što se mene tiče, ja sam došla do razumevanja da je gospod Shiva jako važan tek nakon što sam dosta proučavao spise.
I think it is a great gift in my spiritual life from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I mislim da je to veliki dar koji sam dobio od gospoda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu za moj duhovni život.
I know that Lord Shiva is worshipped also in the Mayapur Gurukul, but I know that many of our devotees are just the people they are, they like to concentrate on Krishna only, and that's also okay.
Ja znam da se Shiva također obožava i u Guru Kuli u Majapuru, ali također znam i da mnogi bhakti su tako orijentisani da žele da se skoncentrišu samo na Krishnu.
In ISKCON there is not so much awareness about Lord Shiva, I have to say.
Moram priznati da u ISKCONu ne postoji baš tako mnogo svesnosti o položaju gospoda Shiva.
But Prabhupada has given written much about him in the scriptures, and if you become aware of these, you will maybe become more interested.
Ali Šila Prabhupada je jako puno pisao njemu u spisima i ako postanete željni, možete to tamo da pronađete.
Krishna, Krishna. Now I think we have a very nice time to end the lecture here. It's only 8:20. So we can still spend a little time here talking with the devotees.
Tako da možemo provesti još neko vrijeme ovdje pričajući sa bhaktama.
Also, I personally think it's good if in this evening lectures we don't go so long so that you come at a proper time at home and so on.
Mislim da je jako lepo da ove večernje lekcije ne traju toliko dugo da biste mogli da na vrijeme stignete kući.
There is some prasadam. Oh, very good. Can I give you some? This makes it so nice. Then I do some. Sudarshan, can I just Sudarshan, I also need to give you something at the end. Wow, look at this.